Yep. We're up here. We're up here in the streets of Belfast outside City Hall. Food Not Bombs on the street celebrating. This. We've got Keane here from the Dublin Food Not Bombs crew. Can tell us a bit about it.
Great day, Duncan. Fantastic crowds. We've fed a lot of people. This is what Food Not Bombs is about: sharing food, having nice people. And I think Belfast is great. I think Belfast is.
What is this? Is it the 25th anniversary or something like that?
That's right. Yeah, 25 years ago, Food Not Bombs was started in San Francisco out of a squat.
What's the basic idea behind Food Not Bombs? What's its philosophy?
Well, it's based on, well, the name itself says it, it's food, not bombs. So, not bombs is against military spending. And the general idea that you can, you know, if we stop spending on military, we could maybe spend on food. But it goes beyond that. It's about decentralized organization, about non-hierarchical decision-making, consensus, horizontal, all that crack. It's basically a really nice thing and a great way of bringing people together. Food is a great way of bringing people together.
So the food is given out for free. Where does the food come from?
Well, we try and collect any waste food that's been thrown out. That's usually where all the food comes from. Anything that's gone to waste, we go and collect it. We start thinking of it as recycling the food, you know.
And I know in Dublin, you, like some of the crew go up to Moore Street and Camden Street, up to the traders up there. What sort of relationships have you formed with sort of people on the streets, giving out our like food traders?
Well, we have a good relationship with the people on Moore Street. We go up and give them food sometimes, and we've been left over to say thanks. And they're great. There's good few of them that keep stuff first and always have us in mind for feeding it. But they're great. Like, compared to trying to get food at supermarkets and stuff like that, it's just not going to happen. Moore Street, they're really great and understand the whole thing and are very. They understand.
And what about when it gets on to like the discussion about military spending and stuff like that? Like, do you engage with the Moore Street traders about those issues? Are they supportive and about what's going on and trying to help out?
Well, honestly, I've never engaged with them on that level. We've always, because Food Not Bombs is also about feeding the poor. We usually just engage on that level about if the food is going to waste, that it can go and feed people. The military spending in Ireland hasn't been a big one because military spending in Ireland is very low. But that's something we need to work on, especially.
But still, we're allowing the bombs to go through our airport.
Exactly, and we need to engage in it globally. Like this, we're approaching. So I don't know what is a trillion. Like, global military spending is nearly at a trillion, but most of that is the US. Plus that there's a lot of arms manufacturers and arms components that are made in Ireland, and that's something Food Not Bombs tries to engage on. We more do that. Our level of where we start to sort of examine that side of it is usually when we go and cook on anti-war marches, demos, actions, direct action. It's a bit fractured, but Dublin is definitely not the perfect example of it.
But you're trying and you're doing something, which is great.
Yeah, we do our best. We're doing our best.
And how can people get involved with this? Can they call you up and just say they want to help?
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem for us because it's very hard to get a regular time and a regular crew of people to do it. So at the minute we're just in a bit of transition. We're not like Belfast. We don't go out every week or every second week. And so at the next week we're actually having a big planning meeting to try and get new people along. Excuse me. Try and get their input into it and what they'd like to see it doing and the idea going further. So we've sort of come to a bit of a block, but I've no doubt that we'll get over that.
And here as well that recently you've been going out to the out to homeless people in the evenings.
Yeah, that's right. That's been our main focus now for about 5 months. We go out with a bucket of soup, maybe a box of veggie burgers, sandwiches, whatever.
It's all vegan food, of course.
Yeah, it's all vegan food, yeah, and we deliver it to the homeless people. Homeless people have a very poor diet, which is, in Ireland they've no problem getting food because they do get a lot of money if they're begging. So they tend to go to fast food places because it's nowhere open for them to go for people to go after.
With quality food, good nutrition.
Exactly, good nutrition. They end up going to fucking fast food restaurants and whatever. So.
And what about as well, like when you're say dealing with the homeless people, like in terms of as a kind of stabilizer, or trying to help, or like do you deal with sort of their mental well-being? Do they talk to you about problems?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big thing because that sharing of food does bring that out, and it does, you know, break down the barriers between you when you're going out feeding people.
Do you get any funding for this, or have you approached any? Or
no, we've never approached for any funding because we want to do it completely DIY without any.
No strings.
Which I'm not sure we could do. We could have a no strings approach if it was funding, but we don't need funding. That's the thing. The food's all there. It just needs to be collected.
It's just people's time and energy put into this collective project, which is very, very essential, worthwhile, and growing.
Definitely, and the fact that we have come to a halt shouldn't take away from what the people in the collective have done over the past year and before that as well. Because we've fed so many people at this stage. I don't know how many people we've fed, but we've fed a lot, and that is a really good achievement. It's hard. It's hard with people going away and moving house, and we don't have, because there's no stable social space in Dublin, there is no social centre, which is usually where these things operate best out.
So it's just like another sort of one of the factors that are trying to make for a more healthy community in Dublin, try to put those spaces and systems into place to work for the general well-being.
I'd say that.
Okay, well that's brilliant, and the best of luck. So, and now with the summer months, like it's a bit warmer, so hopefully more people will be out in the streets.
Yeah, we'll be out in our shorts, out delivering food.
Excellent. So look out for the picture of the clenched fist with the carrot.
Yeah? That's
great.
That's
well, hopefully more and more on the streets of Dublin anyway. We're up here in Belfast and it's great now. We're about 30, 40 people hanging around. Darren's dancing around with his people with their wigs, their green wigs. This man here is gagged. What's going on here?
I was kidnapped and put in a tree.
Put in a tree?
Yeah.
And who kidnapped you?
The PSNI.
Oh no. And how did you get away?
I didn't.
You're still there?
Yeah.
Well, have you any friends to help you?
No.
Oh, well, can we help you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll try our best. What's your name?
Connell.
Connell, great stuff. And what's your name? Are you going to help him?
No way.
Is he, because he's a bad? He's a bad boy.
Yes, I'm a
bad. Well, listen. Well, shall we see what happens anyway? All right. From the streets of Belfast, Slán. I'll take a picture.